Welcome again. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. And we're doing what I always do. I'm going to talk about a wine. A wine we wrote up on the Cheap Wine Finder website. And it's a rosé from Portugal. It's a, I believe, a Trader Joe's exclusive. I can't find anything on the web for it. It's called the Rosetta Rosé 2022. Rosetta only has one T, so it's misspelled. I don't know what the meaning behind that is. And I think I have it listed as the Trader Joe's Rosetta Rosé 2022 because at least Trader Joe's lets you know where to find it because it doesn't exist on the net. And it's got a flask-style bottle just like Matus Rosé. And on the surface, it looks kind of like it is a Matus Rosé clone wine, maybe. I mean, I haven't had one recently. It's been about 5 years since I've tasted Matus Rosé. And it, you might think that's kind of a weird wine to do a clone of, but it's a brand. Matus Rosé has been around for 70 years. And in the 60s, 70s, and part of the 80s, it's been a while now since it's been a rock and roll wine. It was everywhere. It is probably the first rosé many, many people ever had, and it's the first Portuguese wine many people had. And it had this flask-style bottle, which this one does, which is worth the price, $5.99 for this thing. And it was a dry rosé, and it was kind of sweet and kind of flavorful. The one thing about Portuguese wines is that they always use either indigenous grapes, or if it's a grape that is grown elsewhere, they use the local name. So if you're trying to figure out what you're drinking, you never will. It's always Portuguese. They do their thing, and you gotta hand it to them. You do what you do. Don't give in to the international market, but it kind of throws you off if you're trying to get a handle on what you're drinking. You're never gonna figure it out. I'm gonna take a sip of this, and I like this wine for $5.99 for rosé. It has a few things going for it, but complexity isn't one of them. Normally, I talk about mid-pal and, finish and length and all that kind of stuff. Not here. It's what you get up front is what you get. But for a $5.99 rosé from Portugal, that, if it tastes good, if it delivers on what it's supposed to do, well, then fine. Don't, this doesn't have to be, reviewed the same way that, a $25 wine does or whatever. It's a fun rosé. It tastes good. It's got a touch of sweetness to it, a dry wine. It's got maybe jammy raspberry, but not sweet. Maybe some lemon, a little soft spice. I get a little creaminess on it, but never goes all that far. Maybe some cherry, again, dried raspberry, dried strawberry. So it's fine. It's not one of those smack your lip wines, but it tastes good. I'm gonna take another sip. And plus the bottle looks great. I mean, it's a flask wine. If you want to go back to your gypsy hippie roots, you can put a cork in there and, having those melty candles, not a cork, a candle, and those melty candles and, play Jimi Hendrix music. Which is okay with me. Yeah, it tastes great. Is it complex? No. Does it have a mid-palate? No. How's the finish? Long enough. Is it a fun wine? Oh, yeah. Is $5.99 a great price for it? Yeah, it's a really good price for it. Is the bottle cool? Pretty much. It's got a decal for a label that's see-through, and they have a decal on both sides, so you kind of read the back label on the first label, but it's $5.99. If they didn't think that through, it's okay. And plus, you can probably get steam the label off if you're putting your candle on top. So that's it for me. There's not that much to talk about. It's from Portugal. Don't know what the grapes are. The producer is a bottler, Portuguese bottling company. It also has a a custom wine a section that goes along with it. They make wine, and it doesn't say, all it says is they bottled it, but it makes sense that they also kind of made a Matus Rosé clone. Why would they make a Matus Rosé clone, since Matus Rosé really hasn't been a huge seller? Maybe it still is, but it's been years. At one time, it was the rosé, but the market's different nowadays. So why would you do it? I don't know, but it does look cool, and it does taste good, and the bottle's fine, and I like it. So on a hot summer's day, just find a drink. It's got enough flavor to keep you happy. If you have friends over, you get three bottles for under 20 bucks. You know, what else can you ask for? It's one of those wines. You know, don't just enjoy it and don't think too much about it. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave, cheapwinefinder.com. And we have more wines coming up. It's summertime. Actually, a lot of new wines don't ship in the summer, like from California, because of the heat. Heat will kill wine. So the summer is kind of hard sometimes to find new wines, because they're not being, they won't be shipped until the weather breaks a little bit and the heat's off. Or it's going to be usually higher end wines that are in refrigerated vehicles. So for inexpensive wines, it's kind of a doldrum. So we might be revisiting wines and what have you just until it gets the fall and things kick in. So that's it for me again. Domaine Dave, cheapwinefinder.com. Trader Joe's Rosetta 1T Rosé 2022 is a fun buy. Drink it, keep the bottle, put a candle in, and you'll be happy. So adios, keep it cheap, stay cool, and stay safe. Adios, bye-bye.